We have now in studio with us the Public Service Director for the City of North Platte. Steve Menser is with us. Steve, how are you doing today?
Very good.
We're glad that you could be with us, and I noticed a couple of weeks ago you put out a email talking about tree trimming that the city does, and I imagine you do this every year, but just kind of a reminder for every owner, whether a business owner or residential house owner, that you go around and make sure all the trees aren't going to interfere with people walking on the sidewalk or extend into the streets too much, right?
Well, we're not going to do anything with the sidewalks right now. Okay. We're just worried about the streets right now.
The ones that extend in the street that are low and want to make sure you trim those up. So.
Yes, exactly. Okay. They've got to be 16 foot above the street.
Okay. This is an ordinance set forth by the City of North Platte. It says, pursuant to Title IX, Trees, and Chapter 96 of the City of North Platte Code of Ordinances, and it says, every owner of any tree overhanging any street or right-of-way within the city shall prune the branches so that there shall be a clear space of 16 feet above the surface of the street or 8 feet above the surface of the sidewalk. As you said, concentrating right now on that 16 feet above the street. Do you kind of, after all your years of experience, do you kind of know what 16 feet is? You don't have to get out a stick, do you, and measure it, you know?
Well, we're going around right now with a truck that we've got poles up in the air, marking all the trees that need trimmed. We're tying a ribbon around them.
You say a pole is 16 feet?
Yep,
that makes it 16 feet?
Yep.
So you know when it hits a pole, it's hanging too low, and you got to trim it then.
Huh? Exactly.
That's cool. Who came up with that idea?
Oh, just a couple of us together trying to figure out an easy way to do it without having to carry a stick around.
Yeah, if you meet resistance, you know that tree needs to be trimmed. Huh?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, what percentage would you say of trees do you run into as you travel the streets in town?
There's a lot of them.
There is?
Yes, there's a lot of
them. Fairly common, huh?
Yes.
Huh.
We haven't trimmed any trees for a long time. That's the problem.
Okay. So we've had this growth going on, and of course, people planting and the trees growing there, and people aren't apt to do that. They might if they're too low in their yard. I know I did that with our elm in our front yard. I don't like those low branches sticking out when I'm mowing, because
might
whack my head going into that as I mow. But these are the ones extending out over the street there that you take care of. So your first job is to go around and then mark. And then do you start in a certain section of the city and work your way around, or how
We're
do you do that?
Starting on all the city property first, which would be all of the parks and any property that belongs to the city, and then we'll do it by snow routes.
Snow routes, okay.
Yes, we'll do snow routes first.
So major arterials will be next?
Yes.
Okay. After you take care of the city owned properties there, and you just started that this week, correct?
Yes, started marking them yesterday.
Okay. And you're marking the trees that are not in compliance with the ordinance that we read earlier, and you're going to begin pruning those trees on or after May 19th. So you have about a 3-week period where you're just marking them then?
Yep. And to start with, that way it would give the homeowner a chance to trim them themselves. Because we're not professional tree trimmers. We're just going to make them legal. We're not professional at it.
So you do you notify the homeowner then if they have a tree that needs to be trimmed?
Well, just by the ribbons. Just by the ribbons we're tying around the tree.
You tie so if they see a ribbon after you come around on one of their tree branches, they know that if they don't trim it, you're going to trim it.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we've already had people taking the ribbons off the trees, so please don't do that.
Huh, okay. Is it a yellow ribbon or?
I think it's a pink ribbon we're using right
ribbon. Now.
A pink
ribbon, okay. I was going to say, I'm going back to my, I'm remembering this song by Tony Orlando and Don called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. But these are pink ribbons around branches indicating the city's going to trim those. If you don't want to trim them, that's fine. You don't have to. The city will take care of that. But leave them on there to indicate, so you know when you come back that needs to be trimmed.
Exactly.
For sure. Don't make extra work for the city. that's the key right there. How long do you think it'll take for you after you mark the trees to actually get them all trimmed?
It's going to take us a long time. I don't think we'll be done this summer.
Do you go into September with this
We'll just keep going. Whenever we have the time, free time to do it, we'll be out trimming them.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like you're able to devote to probably sending out a lot of people to do this. I mean, you got to attend, make sure the streets and the other things that are in control that you have under you are taken care of, too. And there's issues that arise, I'm sure, all the time with the other areas, not just the tree trimming areas, huh?
Exactly. We've got a lot of streets to fix, alleys to fix, and a lot of other things going on, too.
So we just basically having you down here to make people aware of this. And as you said, some people may look at that and see a ribbon and say, I don't like that, or what's that doing there? And now they should know that that's the reason for the city is just marking the branches that they're later going to cut. Now, if somebody says, I don't want to wait till the city comes around, I want to do it myself so I can do it my way. I mean, do they need to contact you or?
No, that would be perfect. The more people that would do that for us,
that'll just help you
more,
out and you welcome that. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
And so they can just wait until you mark the branches and they can just get out there on their time and get out there and saw it off or get the. What do they call those? The electric ones, whatever. They can get the sawzall and out there and saw them off or a chainsaw. That was the word I was looking for. If they're bigger, Are most of these are probably, I'm guessing, not super thick branches that you're marking?
No. Well, we're actually just putting the ribbon around the trunk of the tree.
Oh, you're putting it around the trunk to indicate it needs
That tree needs trimmed up.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you are putting them around the trunk. I was envisioning around the, that'd be better because otherwise with the wind we have, they probably would blow off eventually.
Yes, exactly.
You need a bigger, thicker thing for sure. So there's other things too, and just for people to know, I just thought this would be a good opportunity for you to talk a little bit about what the city, the public service, you're known as the public service director, that's your title.
Yep.
So tell us, streets are a big thing, and you were telling me earlier that you have about, 50 employees to take care of all the streets of North Platte?
Streets and sanitation and the shop department, yes.
Okay. So, you know, we most readily connect taking care of streets with potholes. So do you note the potholes each year too, coming out of winter, and take note of that, and say we need to fill that and get around and get that asphalt mixture out to fill the
Yes,
dips?
We do. We do a lot of pothole and a lot of street repair, a lot of alley repair, storm drains. There's a lot of the storm drains in town that are getting old. Mm-hmm. We're out. The walls are caving in. So we have cave-ins along the flow lines.
That takes
a lot of our time for street department.
Do you have to pour new concrete for that then?
Yes.
To reset the walls on that? I guess that's something I really hadn't thought about, cave-ins on that. You're talking about the ones on the side of the street for drainage on storms?
Right behind the curb, We have the drains themselves that cave in, and a lot of times the street above it would just fall in because of the
Huh.
Just hold them wore out.
Now, I guess I've never noticed that before. I guess the neighborhood I live in must be doing okay on that. And then I'm sure a lot of people call you, too, on potholes and say, hey, there's a bad one here on my street or where I drive every day to get to work.
Yep, like that, exactly. Right? We get a lot of call-ins from potholes.
Which you're okay with, I'm sure,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You probably already know about it, but there might be some cases, like in more residential areas, you're not...
Yep. That helps us when they let us know.
How many potholes do you figure you fill in each year then?
Well, we get probably 3 truckloads of UPM every year, which is probably 30,000 pounds of
the material, yeah, that,
the material that we fill the holes with. Yes.
So you just basically order it, and then when you run out, that's your limit for the year.
Well, no, we just get some more and keep going.
You keep ordering.
Yep, we do.
And do it as long as the weather allows.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So just know, you know, I know we're so impatient in this day and age. We're used to just clicking and having things happen for us right away. That you're doing the best you can with your crew to get to the areas that need it.
Yes, we do.
Do you kind of rate them as far as how bad they are and well, priority
if we,
or what?
Well, if we hear of a big one or see a big one, that's we'll go do the worst ones first.
Right.
And that's kind of how we have to do the street repairs. There's so many streets in town that are getting in bad shape. We just have to pick the worst ones, fix them first, and go from there.
And then do you, obviously, working for the city, you know the projects. Are there any projects that you want to point out that heads up on what's either coming or getting underway here in the spring months for people to be aware of that are going to be causing people to have to plan a different route?
Well, there's a few places around town that they're going to be putting in some new paved streets over on 15th and Curtis and in that area. One of these days they'll be starting working out on putting in a new road, extending Francis out.
Right. Towards Newbury access.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
There's quite a few different places around 9th Street on West 9th.
Uh-huh.
They started putting the storm sewers in there, so that's going to be kind of a mess all
Do
summer.
You notify the homeowners, or do you post these on your website if people want to know if there's a project that can be taking place
yes,
in there?
Yes, they put
area?
Up PSAs on it when we're going to be working
You'll
in
send
area.
The, the ones that we get, obviously, from the city that notify that are put out almost weekly, I'm noticing that you got something going on.
Yep, exactly.
And usually it's just very short term, right? Like
yep.
just a few days or even a couple days.
On the tree trimming, when we get to the more of the residential streets where we've got cars parked there, when we're going to actually be trimming, we'll put door hangers on their doors to let them know to try to get their cars off the street. Because there's a lot of places that we won't be able to trim the trees if they got cars parked out on the street.
Because you have to get right up there as close as you can, basically, to the curb.
Yep. Don't want tree branches falling on their cars and all of that kind of stuff. So.
No, I would behoove you to move, yeah.
Yeah.
So the indication is if you've got a hanger, coat hanger on your
yep,
door,
there'd be
right?
a door. Yep, we'll hang one on the door.
There's no note or anything.
Point.
It's just
yep,
a coat hanger to signify we're going to be trimming
yep,
your tree.
We're gonna, yep, okay. we're going to be in there. Yep, please
All
move
right.
your car off the street. Yep.
That's beneficial. What else do you deal with on a daily basis? What are things that get your attention?
Well, right now it's with the sanitation department and our yard waste. Of people putting their garbage in the yard waste cans, which we can't mix the garbage and the yard waste together.
Okay. So remind people what the ordinance is on that, because I know you put out a notice on April 1st that starting April 1st it has to be composed of
Just yard waste in your can. No paper, no trash.
Okay.
You can put small branches, weeds,
small branches,
your grass,
okay.
yes.
And weeds.
But no trash.
Okay.
That goes straight to the transfer station and we compost it.
Why would people do that, I guess, is my question.
Well, but I don't understand that.
Because wouldn't you have a trash can, put the trash in the trash can? And
we have
maybe people are trying to not spend the money for a trash can and figure, we'll just let the city haul it off in the yard waste, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could be.
We have a lot of problem with that.
Okay. Anything else, Steve, that you'd like to mention while you're here to people? You know, you've got captive audience, you know. It's your chance to, you know, maybe get some information out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Just leave the ribbons on the trees, if you would, please.
Please, yes.
Keep your household garbage out of the yard waste cans. And
okay.
When we're working in your area,
clear your cars off the street. And
yes.
Because you'll need that area to do the, especially the tree trimming there.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Well, Steve Mentzer, Public Service Director with the City of North Platte, has been our guest this morning. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about the tree trimming and the other things, Steve. And you have a great day. At least the weather's going to be nice for you. So
yes, exactly.
That makes your job a little bit easier when you have to be doing the tree marking and the other things, right?
So yep, exactly.
That's a good thing.